The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch. Everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.
And welcome aboard. Welcome to the Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your co-host. Whatever you want to call me. My name is Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. Our mission here each weekday for about an hour, maybe sometimes a little bit less, is to bring you the most comprehensive information to help you and assist you with running your business or starting a business. We provide you with an arsenal of tools to stack your business playbook with the most comprehensive and most effective tools to carry your business to victory. Whether you own a small business, whether you own a car dealership, a franchise, a dental practice, a plastic surgery practice, or you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to launch your business, or you're in your business and you're trying to find your way, so to speak. We give you ideas from financing to website tips, marketing, advertising, interaction with your employees, and sometimes just some health issues that actually we're going to be kind of covering a little bit of that today. Everything to kind of put your business toolbox together for you. We are here to help you. We have broken our business leg, so to speak, and so we want to take that information and download it in hopes that if it does help a few of you out there listening to the program, that will help you with your business and help you avoid some of the things that we ran into and show you how we solved some of the problems that affect, I would say, just about everybody that's either run a business or started a business. Today we're going to be outlining how to successfully use meditation for your business, and it's going to cover kind of a broad spectrum of how meditation can help you. If you have any comments or questions, you may call us at 646-716-8747, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. A little bit about us. We've developed a way to invest in your marketing as opposed to leasing it. We allow you to buy your marketing. We have a comprehensive and affordable long-term strategy that will create a massive online presence for your business. It's pretty in-depth, but talk about it, but just not today. We're really here for you, not about our business. But you can reach us at 888-996-9697. Again, that number is 888-996-9697, or email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com, and we'd be happy to do a consultation with you. Again, think of when you're buying or leasing a car. Would you rather lease or buy with your marketing? Would you rather lease it or buy it? So that kind of gives you a little bit of a window into what we do. But now let's bring on Kyle, and he can help me because I can't seem to talk today. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia. Can you hear me okay?
I can. Yes, we have
perfect.
Had a couple of technical difficulties the last couple of weeks trying to get this all sorted out. We're trying to audio and videotape the program for you, and I can see you're still on set, Kyle, with all those videos that we're doing. How's it going there today?
Oh, great. Doing very well, thank you. Yeah, it's like any business, especially with this show that we're running here. as we're trying to give our listeners, you know, a couple of different options. They can listen to us, you know, audio only, or have the video experience as well. And just, you know, navigating through the technical difficulties and, you know, getting everything streamlined so that our listeners can have a really great experience and hopefully pull from our knowledge and the experiences that we've had and be able to implement these into their business to really help kickstart their business and get them in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said in the intro, or I tried to say in the intro, is that, you know, we've kind of broken our legs a few times on a few things, and that was really not by accident. It was really more by design. You and I both have a business philosophy where we really like to beta test a lot of different strategies and different things to do, which allows us then to decipher down what works, what doesn't work, and luckily, we do have that ability. When something is not working, we have the ability to then figure out a different way. And then when something does work, we jump on that and blow it up, and that's really what we're trying to share here. We're trying to talk about the things that didn't work, and we're trying to talk about the things that absolutely did work. Again, I apologize for my intro. I had a meeting with a client early this morning. I was running late and struggling to get onto the air for 11 o'clock, so I'm all settled into my studio now, so I'm all good. It's all good. So today, Kyle, we're going to be talking about meditation. And I think a lot of people have a very convoluted opinion or perception of what meditation is. And meditation is simply your ability to kind of tap into your subconscious. And, you know, you think of kind of being awake in your dream, so to speak. That's kind of the best way that I can describe it. But I think it goes a little bit beyond that. Meditation really allows you to kind of go into your subconscious mind and really extract, you know, tools and thought processes and feelings and however you want to think about it. And we're able to then put that to good use. But meditation can also have a flip side to that, because it can also have a blocking behavior, if you will, where a lot of your fears and your anxieties will come into the fold. And I think the reason that I picked this topic for our listeners is because it really does, I think it does affect people, especially if you're in sales or you're, you know, in a high stress job, or, you know, you're in a physically demanding job. Meditation can be that tool that, you know, many have been searching for to try to really create a better balance, kind of equalize things out for you, not only just in your mind, but in how you physically feel. I'm a huge proponent of it. I think in the technology age with iPads and iPhones and smartphones, it's as simple as downloading something, an app on your phone, and plugging in your earpiece, and away you go. Kyle, in terms of your own you know, experience with meditation. And when I say meditation, I mean meditation can be anything from being stuck at a traffic light and, you know, you all of a sudden you're in that zone and you're thinking and you're kind of trance-like, and then all of a sudden the light turns green and you've got to move on. I mean, that was just a little, you know, snippet of meditation. But in terms of meditation, how have you incorporated it and different strategies that you've used? And then I'll kind of expand on how it's affected me and what I've used it for.
Yeah, it's kind of it's important of what you brought up, because you brought up being in a stoplight and kind of getting in the zone in that minute and in that moment, and maybe not even intentionally getting in the zone, but just kind of falling into that into that meditative state. And that's I think the biggest misconception that a lot of people have about meditation is they think that they have to go into some room, cross their legs a certain way, put on a certain set of clothes, have their hands and palms out, and they have to sit there for an hour. Which isn't the case. You know, there's a huge misconception about meditation, and it can happen any place. It can happen on a walk. It can happen in the gym. It can happen in your car, like you mentioned earlier. It can happen at your desk, where you just shut everything down for a couple of minutes and just kind of refocus and realign yourself. So there's a lot of different ways and a lot of different techniques that people can implement now to help, you know, keep them grounded and kind of you know, draw everything back in, especially when, you know, you have a lot of tasks that you need to complete with it, you know, throughout the day. One of our earlier shows was about goal setting. and having those tasks that you complete throughout the day. And sometimes if you have a lot of tasks, it can seem overwhelming. And so it's important that, you know, we reground ourselves, draw back into ourselves, and kind of refocus and re-energize and then start tackling those tasks.
Yeah, it's really one of those things where I people would say to me, I just don't have time for that. I barely have time to get done what I need to get done. And I would say use the strategy. You're sitting at your desk and you find yourself wandering over to Facebook and Twitter. You know, shut the computer down. Even if you just, you know, shut your screen down or put your computer to sleep for a few minutes, instead of going to Facebook or Twitter or social media or checking your email or whatever, take, even if it's just 2 minutes, to kind of refocus your day, you know, kind of sit back in your chair, maybe close your eyes for a few minutes, you know, really be aware of your breathing, making sure that you're taking nice deep breaths and really trying to get yourself refocused on what you need to do. I find it very, very helpful. If I'm trying to accomplish something and I am just really struggling to get it done, I know that that's my time where I really have to kind of step back from my desk and say, okay. And sometimes I'll even just go to the gym if that's what it takes, or I'll go for a walk or whatever. And that is a form of meditation, but it's more a conscious meditation where, you know, I think most people can agree when they do exercise, you do get into a different zone, a different mindset and whatever. Nobody goes to the gym crying upset and just says, oh, I need to jump on the treadmill for a half an hour. Most people go because they know it's going to be that respite that they're looking for. So that in some small way is a form of meditation, but I call it a conscious meditation where you're physically going to work your body to kind of get into that mode. Because I do believe no matter what's on your plate, if you go to the gym, you're more easily able to leave that at the door and focus on your workout or whatever. If you go for a walk, you may get distracted by, you know, the beautiful day, the, you know, the sun, a glimpse of a, you know, a deer off in the distance, or if you're in the, you know, a metro city, you know, you might be taken back by the street smells of the vendors or whatever. You may get distracted. So it's just a way of kind of refocusing yourself. I've downloaded quite a few apps on my iPad for meditation, anywhere from, you know, more restful sleep to clearer thinking. One of the biggest complaints that people make about meditation is that they can't focus, that they feel like when you're doing it, your mind's going off to, what am I going to make for dinner? I've got to get Susie, you know, off the bus. I've got to do this. I've got to do that. And what I would say, it's like anything. None of us are perfect when we try something for the first time. But what it does do is it takes practice. And I think the more you do it, the more acclimated to relaxing and focusing on your breathing and focusing on what you need to think about. There's another form of meditation that I really enjoy. And I don't know if I would call it meditation, but the tapping solution is another one. But we're going to do another whole show about that, so I don't really want to get into too much about that. But meditation really is allowing you to relax, refocus, reprogram your mind, really kind of tap into your subconscious mind to really think about what you need to accomplish. And it's a great practice. If you're a morning person, I highly suggest that, you know, maybe that's the time that you do it, where you just kind of relax and kind of start your day. If you're a night person, perhaps maybe the last thing you do before you go to bed, maybe that's something you do. And you can even switch that. If you're a morning person, you're like, no, I don't have time. I would never be able to relax long enough to do that. Then perhaps nighttime would be a good time to do that. But if you go through the App Store on your iPad or your tablet, I can almost guarantee that you're going to be able to find something. Many of them are free of charge. It will allow you to really kind of go in and kind of test drive a few of them prior to doing it. It's a great way, especially if you can't afford, you know, to go to a meditation center, or, you know, you feel like maybe that you need to pay somebody to help you do it. You don't necessarily need to do that. And, you know, it's one of those things you can test drive, see how you like it, find a different program until you find something that works. I know for me, I find that meditation is a very grounding experience. I really get focused. I can kind of just shake off the stress of the day. And I try to do it at different times every day. I don't necessarily do it in the morning or at night. It's like I said, if I'm in a spot with my work where I'm just feeling like I'm not creative, or I'm not getting as much done, I just kind of have to, you know, center myself that way. And meditation is a great way of doing that. it's also, you know, if you don't have time and you're in an office, you know, you can just shut your eyes for, you know, 2 minutes and try to refocus. And it's just a great way to really ground yourself. It's, in my opinion, it's better than going to the break room and, you know, grabbing a sugary snack and thinking, no, maybe I'll just have this. Maybe this will make me feel better. And there's no calories to meditation, so it's even better. So what are some of the other things you can think of, Kyle, that people could really tap into with meditation in terms of how they can apply that to their business and how it can help them, especially when they're trying to problem solve?
Yeah, you know, some things that that they can do and some things that you brought up is where a lot of people say, you know, I'm thinking about what I'm going to be making for dinner. I have a hard time focusing. And that can be the case, but it's like what you said with anything. It just takes practice. It takes time, and there's you know, an anti-aging effect of meditation, because when we're constantly thinking about everything that we have to accomplish and get done, it heightens our stress levels, and we all know that stress is a killer and an ager. So when we can meditate and kind of clear our minds and learn to focus and learn to calm ourselves, there's an anti-aging effect to that. And, you know, it's a great way to revitalize. A lot of people, you know, there's a lot of studies out there that say a 10-hour or a 10-minute nap or a 15-minute nap in the middle of the day is actually really healthy and really good for you. And that can be your time to meditate as well, you know, kind of use that minute to just calm yourself and reground yourself and stay focused. And, you know, and it gives you that boost and that energy that you need to complete the remainder of the day and to really finish off strong. So that you're strong in the morning, you're strong later in the day, and you kind of maintain that momentum that you've built up.
Yeah, it really is important. I think it's a great way to center yourself. It's a great way to reduce stress. It's a great way to kind of visualize certain things that you need to accomplish. Again, the stress factor, I think, is huge. You are right. It's a very productive piece for anti-aging. Stress really is so, you know, bleeding into every aspect of our life, from, you know, relationships to our jobs to how we interact with others to, you know, taking care of our children, our interacting with our parents. I mean, it's just, you know, as great as the internet is, I do believe that it maybe has added an extra layer of stress on. So try to use it to your advantage as opposed to having it be a distraction or something that, you know, keeps you from getting your work done. You know, again, go into the app store on your iPad or tablet and take a look at the different levels of meditation. And there's different varying degrees of it, too. You'll get some that really almost have like a chant light to it. You have some that really have soft, almost like dripping water and ocean sounds. And, you know, it really is going to depend on what appeals to your senses. I know for me, I kind of like all of them. And depending on kind of the mindset that I'm in, I kind of gear my, you know, selection based off that. If I'm looking for something really calming or I'm looking for, you know, action and I really need something like right now, I may go for something that's just a little bit more of like a chant-like thing to really kind of override my own thought processes sometimes, because I think sometimes that's what people think about meditation. They keep thinking, oh, I simply could not possibly calm my mind long enough to really take in the information. But again, it's one of those things, if you can continually practice it and utilize it, I think it's shocking. They have meditation for business. They have it for grieving, for weight loss, if you drink too much, relationships, finances, you name it. They've got an app for it. And I definitely would recommend that you go through that and take advantage of that. What a great way, you know, for your organization. You know, I believe in that harmonious circle of business. And I think that sometimes we get so busy in the day-to-day stuff that we need to do for the business, even, you know, people, if you're an employee, if you're an employer, no matter what role you're in, I think we sometimes forget that you can kind of do things together. And, you know, maybe for your organization, if you're big on, you know, physical fitness, or you're big on, you know, lunch where everyone gets an hour and a half lunch and you want your, you know, your team to kind of get away from the office and do what they need to do, you know, maybe that's something you can put in your newsletter, that, you know, you allow 15-minute breaks for people to meditate and really kind of refocus themselves. I know that it's a great stress reducer. You clearly can't recommend everybody go have a martini at lunch to kind of calm your nerves. And, you know, obviously that's just not going to happen. But offering up 15 minutes where someone can just go into a nice quiet room and just kind of, you know, regroup and figure out what they need to do and meditate. I just, what do they have those, like, egg pods they had where you can kind of go in and it's like, it induces, like, sleep and you can get a 10-minute nap and it feels like you slept for, like, an hour. And I know there are businesses that have put those on site for people to, be, you know, to allow them to do that. Because I do recognize, and I think Kyle will agree with me, that we are in a very, very stressful lifestyle. The internet, you know, most families are you know, two working parents. You have a lot of single parents. You have, just a lot of demands on your job and your life. And you know, a lot of us are taking care of our elderly parents as well. So there's always something that's going to come up that's going to take away time that you would have. I really recommend that people find a way to do that. And I think meditation is a great, great way of doing that. When I think when people hear meditation and they talk about getting into your subconscious mind, Kyle, what do you think people are thinking in terms of, you know, oh, my subconscious mind and how is that going to benefit me? Where a lot of people say a lot of their fears and their anxieties are locked into their subconscious mind. So a lot of people might be threatened or feel concerned about, you know, maybe they don't want to awaken that thought process in them. What advice would you give to our listeners on that?
Well, I've always believed that there's opposites in all things. You know, there's equal opposites. And so if your subconscious mind is storing fears and anxieties, at the same, you know, alternatively, it's also storing a lot of power and a lot of insight and a lot of intellect that you can access. So you have to, you know, I think it comes down to what you want to access. If you're going into your meditative state in a fearful kind of state, you might access that. If you're going into it from a position of power and wanting increased knowledge for your business, for yourself, or whatever else, then you're going to be accessing that. So it depends on the frame of mind that you're in when you go into your meditative state. But yeah, you can access one of the two sides, you know, fear or power. And I think it really boils down to what your foundation is at the time when you start your meditation.
Exactly. When you think of your conscious mind and your subconscious mind, even in your conscious mind, you have those racing thoughts, those fears, the anxieties, and you have the good thoughts. And it's, to me, it's really tapping into the subconscious part of your mind, being able to extract and harness that power that we all really do have. But for whatever reason, it can block us. You know, what do they say? You know, everything you want in life is really on the other side of your fears. And a lot of people just cannot seem to make that transition. To me, meditation is a really powerful way to be able to harness that. You know, I think of someone who's trying to lose weight. It's such a complicated issue. I'm picking that only because it's for me, it's complicated, yet it's the easiest to explain away. That a lot of times it has nothing to do with, you know, it does have to do with the amount of food you eat, and it does have to do with the amount of exercise you get and your lifestyle choices and whatnot. But the underbelly of all of that is really your thought process. You have people that emotionally eat. You have people that eat because they're nervous. You have people that eat because, talk about meditative eating. You have people that eat and they don't even realize they're doing it. I never realized that there was people that actually sleepwalk, and that's what they do. They eat. They eat. My brother-in-law will probably kill me for saying this, but I have a brother-in-law that actually – I don't know if he still does it, but he would get up in the middle of the night and he would make a sandwich out of like ziti peanut butter and shrimp cocktail. I mean, how gross is that? But he just had no conscious, you know, memory of it. He would get up and do it, and he would just, you know, eat a pan of brownies with, you know, spaghetti sauce. Yeah, really weird concoctions too. I guess we could run that by a therapist and see what happens. But yeah, and people do that. So to me, if anybody is trying to lose weight, and I really do believe your weight does affect your health, and your health and how your well-being does affect your job, and it affects your relationships. So let's just kind of veer off course a little bit and talk about that. If you are an emotional eater, if you are a meditative eater, if you will, if you're a stress eater, or you're just one of those people that you're craving sweets all the time, or you just you don't much like an alcoholic, you don't have that off button when it comes to food. I definitely would highly recommend, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a therapist, but I would definitely say, if you have not tried meditation, I definitely would look at some of the apps in the app store and see if there's a couple in there. Maybe just download them and try them and see if it does help you. It really does center you. I really believe where it comes to emotional eating or stress eating, I really think meditation is that key to unlocking that ability to say, you know, enough's enough. I've had enough. Much like hypnosis, which is in the family of meditation, and I can't count on both my hands the amount of people that I know that have successfully lost weight with hypnosis and or meditation. So it's something I know it works. I know personally that it works in terms of being able to tap into my energy, restful sleep, my ability to power through work that I need to get done. I definitely would say it's probably the number one tool of my arsenal that I use in order to accomplish stuff. Kyle, in terms of meditation for, like, say, an emotional eater, someone who's drinking too much or making bad lifestyle choices, in addition to meditation, you know, what are some of the other techniques that people could actually integrate to kind of motivate themselves to get, you know, powering through that work or powering through that workout or powering through decision-making? I mean, that in of itself could be a show. I find more often than not that a lot of times when people are stuck and they're paralyzed and they're just not, you know, moving along with what they need to do, they're, you know, in a state of depression, for the lack of a better way of putting it, and they're unable to, you know, power through all that. What are some of the techniques? And I know for you and I, when we've gotten into a part of our business where we really had to kind of like step back, figure out what we needed to do and how we have been able to power through stuff time and time again. What are some of the strategies that our listeners could use in addition to meditation to kind of burst through and power through to get through to the other side where they need to be?
Well, a lot of things that, you know, something that came to the top of my mind is, as you were talking about alternative methods, is people can also use an accountability partner. So they have the meditation, but they also need if they have a goal set or if they have like a goal to lose weight, if they have some tasks that need to be done or whatever the case is, having an accountability partner, someone that they can share that with that will help hold them accountable for their actions. Because if you just know something in and of yourself, you know, you're a lot less likely to get that accomplished than if someone else knows it with you. And so I think an accountability partner is also huge.
Definitely. I mean, for us, we have each other to bounce ideas off each other and, you know, try to troubleshoot and strategize and whatnot. That's a great way of putting it. I always advocate, especially someone who's trying to, you know, lose weight or quit drinking or make better choices or whatever, that having an accountability partner to do that is great. You can even meditate with other people. I find that it probably works better if you don't. I know a lot of husband and wives that will, you know, do meditation together in the morning or at night or whatever. But, yeah, it's just a very, very helpful way to, you know, kind of get yourself centered. That's a great strategy. I'm glad you thought of that because I really hadn't thought of that before the program. Another thing that I think people can do is really kind of write down what your fears and anxieties are, you know, and go through and what do they say? 95% of the things you worry about never happen anyways. So that's a great way to kind of, you know, really put it down there. And I always try to go back and think, you know, geez, you know, like why am I stressed about this? Or why am I having anxiety about that? And I, within minutes after I really, like, write it down and kind of look at it, I kind of laugh about it, to be honest, because then I realize, okay, then you're done. I've been through that before. I scratched that off my list. And it's just a great technique to really, when you put down what your actual fears are, you can kind of really take a look at it and go, you know, this is not even worth my time to even worry about it. So you have your meditation, you have hypnosis. I we'll probably do a whole show on that. I will have to find someone to have on as a guest. So if you do hypnosis and you're listening, definitely contact us at 888-996-9697. We'd love to talk to you because I'd like to do a whole program on that as well. But it is really, really important to find a way to tap into your subconscious and kind of level your mind and calm your fears and your anxieties and really kind of take a thing, and then you can clearly and very quickly recognize that you're probably making a lot out of something that you really don't need to worry about. Kyle, can you think of anything else that people could use besides meditation? Anything else that might have worked for you in terms of, you know, stuff that you've done or any other things that you can think of before we close out the program today?
I think, you know, in terms of meditation, I think it's important that we set the framework for the meditation, meaning we've talked about diets in the past and eating healthy and exercising. And so it's going to be more difficult if we're constantly filling our bodies and our minds with junk. It's going to be more difficult to meditate and to maintain that meditation for any lengthy period of time that would be beneficial. And so we really, it starts with us, with our decisions, our personal decisions in terms of diet and exercise and an overall healthy lifestyle that's going to set the framework and the foundation so that we can successfully meditate. I mean, everything, in the show that we had in the past where we talked about, living a healthy lifestyle, it really comes down to our personal choices, and that's going to, disseminate out into every aspect of our lives.
Yeah, it really is. Meditation, in my opinion, is just a very self-induced form of therapy, being able to kind of tap into your subconscious mind to try to figure out what's going on, what is preventing you from getting your work done, making your decisions, eating better, your focus, your sleep, everything. It just all kind of ties the bow on everything and kind of puts your life in perspective and puts you into a mindset that allows you to be more productive. And to me, that's just a win-win situation. It's always easy to run and grab a donut or a sugary snack or to have a drink at the end of the day or whatever. And, I get that and I understand it. And if that's helpful and that has the same result, then definitely continue on. But if you really want a lifestyle change and really making, better healthy decisions for yourself, I definitely would recommend that you check out the App Store and find a couple of different programs for meditation and download them. There are so many of them. And again, most of them are free, and you can download them. And, if you don't like it, you can delete it and download another one until you really kind of hit something that works for you. But I will tell you that it is a great way when you are stuck with something at work or you're trying to power through, if you're trying to help with decision-making, trying to figure out different things. If you own a business or you are thinking of starting a business, I can guarantee you that your mind is just a whirlwind of information that is swirling around and kind of emanating out in all different directions. And I can tell you that it has been a very, very important integrated into my life, and it's been very, very helpful. And I do hope, again, the information that we're downloading onto the programs every day is stuff that we've done, we know it works, and we're just sharing our information. If it works for even one of our listeners, then our job here at The Sport of Winning is done. But so is our program for today. Again, thanks for tuning into The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus. I think my outtake's going to be much better than my intro. I think I finally got my mojo on. We hope that you find this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program, again, we're looking for someone like someone who does hypnosis, if you've got a great accounting practice, a stress reducer in the workplace, a great technique, anything that you think is going to be helpful or useful for our listeners, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at 888-996-9697 or via email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Our goal here each day is to provide you the most comprehensive business information available to ensure you can compete in the sport of winning for your business. And also remember, it's really about us allowing to take the things that where we have had great wins and we've either broken our legs and we're trying to download this information so that you as a business owner, whether you own a car dealership, you own a one-man band practice or whatever it is that you do, if we can help you and help you avoid some of the pitfalls that affects every business owner, then our job is done. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus from Video Broadcast Services, where our unique approach to business marketing, we are thriving in today's competitive online marketplace, and we push our clients to excellence. Until next time, thanks for tuning in, and have a great day and a great week.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.